and gentlemen, it is that time again. Miss Bernice Jenkins has made her presence.
He's a wonder in my soul. Janie, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing this morning?
I'm blessed and highly favored and just glad to be here this morning. Glad to be on this side of the living.
Some people
didn't wake up this morning. But the Lord woke me up at 4:45 this morning. And slid me in my house shoes. And closed in my right mind. Food on the table.
Yeah.
A roof over my head. Clothes on my back. And leftovers in my Frigidaire. And meat in my deep freezer. Yes, he did this morning. Yes, he did.
Yeah.
These church announcements this morning is brought to you by Smith and Gaston Funeral Home, where their slogan is, "You stab 'em, we slab 'em. You kill 'em, we chill 'em. You shoot them, we boot them."
I'll say another one.
Congratulations to the senior choir. Congratulations to the senior choir, Janie, who raised $250,000 at their car wash on Saturday. You all right, Janie?
Yeah.
And I want everybody to pray for 102-year-old mother Jeanette Baker. You know she's 102.
All right.
And she's still in the hospital. And she throwed her back out trying to shine some rims and put silicone on tires. But they did raise $250. We are so proud of them. There will be a meeting in room 103. For all the men who used to like men, but now they want to be with women who look like men, who only like men, who like manly looking women, who been with a man who ain't bull daggers. Did y'all understand that?
No.
There's a meeting in room 103 for all the men who used to like men, but now they want to be with a woman who looked like men, who only like men, who like manly looking women.
Okay.
Who been with a man who ain't boy daggers.
Makes sense though. Did you ask someone? Did you ask someone?
It's in meeting. It's in room 103. Mothers with female babies who look like Tom Joyner in the face.
Oh, you're killing me.
I asked to come down to the altar for a special prayer.
Oh,
no. I mean a special prayer. Right after the morning offering. Homegoing services for Deacon Walter Bynum. This was sent to me by Boomerang. Homegoing service for Deacon Walter Bynum, who passed last week at the age of 94. Yeah, the funeral will be tomorrow. Lord, take him, Chad, take him! I can't believe he's dead! God, get him! Give it, taco, 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 give it! He's gone! I didn't know this was in here.
You okay?
I'm fine. I didn't know that Deacon Bynum was gone. Jesus, take me, Lord. He had a bad case of tongue. Had a bad case of tongue blisters. Tight scap syndrome. Elbow cancer. Lupus. Hay fever. And kidney stone. But Janie, that ain't what killed him.
What killed him?
He was watching the basketball game the other night and had put a p- pepperoni Hot Pocket in the microwave and got caught up in the game, and when he took it out, it exploded in his face and had a heart attack.
It's the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.